1st of May, 1933. Went straight from work to night school to take the first lesson in the summer course, surveying and levelling, and was introduced to the surveyor staff and method of using it. Didn't understand a lot of things, but hope they will be cleared up ere long. That tooth of mine, where I had an abscess a month ago, started nagging again today. 2nd of May, 1933. I went to the St. Marylebone Library today and got out J. Poole's Practical Telephone Handbook again. George has asked me repeatedly to get it for him ever since I last had it. 3rd of May, 1933. Got so interested in the telephone book going to work today that I looked up in time to see Edgware Road Station vanishing in the distance. I had therefore to change at Bishop's Road and come back to Baker Street. This, of course, made me rather late. About 15 minutes. At the office, they are proposing that 8 of us should subscribe towards a ticket in the Irish Hospital sweepstakes on the Derby. I have agreed to hold a share. I forgot to say I won 5 shillings in the office football sweep this week. 8th of May 1933. We are in the throes of spring cleaning at home. My bedroom is the present scene of devastation. Mattresses are being made and the bed painted. 9th of May 1933. Went to the premiere tonight and saw The Mummy, featuring Boris Karloff, who, you will remember, took the part of the monster in Frankenstein. It wasn't a very good film, and the tale was utter bilge, but the companion picture made up for its discrepancies in every way. It was a nature film called Beneath the Sea, and not a bit faked. Plenty of thrills, including a shark attack and a fight with a giant octopus who was, I should reckon, about 18 feet from the tip of one tentacle to the tip of the opposite one. The first part was taken in the West Indies and the second in deeper waters nearer home. The first part was about the varieties of fish and coral and weed existing in the depths, whilst the other dealt with the salvaging of wrecks. 10th of May 1933. Helped with the spring cleaning tonight. The scene of operations has extended to the front bedroom. 12th of May, 1933. Went to the City of London Cemetery tonight for the practical side of the land surveying stunt. Half the time was occupied in measuring up a piece of ground by the aid of a footlink chain, and the other half in taking measurement on a staff with a telescope. My average error with the last was 0.01 foot. Dad had stripped the ceiling of the kitchen by the time I had reached home and will probably be whitewashing it tomorrow with the help of a distemper brush I borrowed from work. This afternoon I changed my music book for Cinq Semaines en Ballon by Jules Verne in the original French. I had his Ville Flottante some time ago, but it was rather too full of technical description for me to make much headway with it. 14th of May, 1933. The BBC are running a good series of talks on Sundays at 2:40 p.m. on pioneers of travel and exploration. Last week we had Captain James Cook, and this week, Mungo Park. Unfortunately, I shall be out most Sundays on my bike. 15th of May, 1933. Dad forgot to get my ticket tonight, so I shall have to go to work tomorrow by bus. 16th of May, 1933. Came up by bus this morning. It's surprising how London alters in such a little while. Since I last came by road, the new bridge over the Lea at Canning Town has made remarkable progress, and, I should reckon, will be finished before this year is out. The western approach is all but finished, the boundary wall remaining to be built. This is because the Londonward traffic still uses the old iron bridge. The part of the eastern approach used by eastbound traffic is finished, and the other part is approaching completion. There seems to be only part of the bridge across the railway at Canning Town Station to be done, when the finishing touches may be applied. It still remains to be seen what is to be done with the Victoria Tavern at the East End. The level there is raised from 5 to 10 feet, but no attempt at altering this building seems to have been made yet. 18th of May 1933. I am getting on well with this Jules Verne book, and can make something out of it, except where he goes into technical details. I have read 50-odd pages already. 19th of May, 1933. Attended night classes at the cemetery, where lessons included taking sights with the level and measuring the positions of bushes, fences and trees from a given straight line. 20th of May, 1933. Dad went to the Tivoli today to see the film Cavalcade. He saw the play towards the end of last year. The reason for his going alone both occasions is that he is an old city imperial volunteer, and as the CIVs figure prominently in the story of Cavalcade, his association arranged for their members to see it on these two occasions. While he was gone, Mum and I went up to East Ham, and near the town hall I purchased an imitation suede leather jacket with a zip fastener full length down the front. 22nd of May 1933. Tremendously hot today. My watch is giving trouble again. It keeps stopping now. I took it back to Ingersoll's this dinner time and complained about the frequency with which it went wrong. This makes about the fifth time I've been with it since December. Took various geometrical and levelling exercises at night school. I was unavoidably late owing to being extraordinarily busy at the office. I didn't leave off work till well after 6 o'clock. 23rd of May 1933. Another busy day and another hot one too. Had a big thunderstorm soon after I got home, so it may be guessed that the wireless was not worth listening to for some time. We had a good relay from Covent Garden tonight of the second and third acts of Puccini's La Bohème, and last night we had the second act of Aida, Verdi. Some fine singers. 26th of May 1933. As it was cooler today than it has been before, I wore my overcoat to work, having regard to the cool breezes which blow up across the cemetery of a night. We took the use of the theodolite and box sextant. Needless to say, it was so warm that I finished up taking my overcoat off and only put it on again after sunset. 27th of May 1933. Today I go to George's for the weekend and Mum and Dad to Grandma's for today. Got off to George's soon after 3:45, but owing to the strong headwind, I did not reach Upminster till nearly 5:30. It was too cold to do anything with the telephones and relays up in the loft, so we spent most of the evening in learning and practicing the Morse code. 28th of May, 1933. This morning, George and I went for a short walk round Cranham, and soon after dinner, this afternoon, we went for a good walk to Upminster Common, on to Great Worley, down past the barracks, and down Thorndon Park Avenue to Brentwood. From there, we caught a bus as far as Brook Street, where we turned down Nag's Head Lane and so back to Upminster, a round trip of about 10 miles. It's strange that 10 miles on a bike, an hour's run, seems quite a short distance. Yet, when walking, one seems to use about 10 times as much energy to go a tenth the distance. I reckon, anyhow, that cycling is the cheapest exercise obtainable. Last week, I did 103 miles for nothing, whereas this week, I walked 9 miles, and it cost tuppence bus fare. 31st of May, 1933. Derby Day. I had the same luck as last year. I put a shilling each way on a horse for Mum, and also spent 3 shillings for shares for Mum, Dad and myself in the office sweep. But though I got 3 horses, I didn't get anything else. Mum didn't get anything on her bet either, though the horse came in 4th. Last night, Dad received the second set of 4 volumes of the works of Charles Dickens, which the Daily Herald are presenting on the occasion of their 3rd anniversary. With it came a form enabling him to procure certain books for 1 shilling, the balance payable on approval. I took the form and sent off for the New Pictorial Atlas. Also, there was a form giving away a fountain pen and propelling pencil to Dad and any friend he may introduce to the Daily Herald for 6 weeks. I have taken this up too. It's about time I changed this blotter. I see it's beginning to smudge. It bears an advertisement with a calendar for the month of July 1931. Not that I've been using it all the time.